Listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Tonight, folks, I want you all to tape record this broadcast. I want you to send it out, as many copies as you possibly can, to as many people as you can possibly reach. I want you to do that. You have to do that. Once you hear this broadcast, you'll know why. We have refrained from commenting on the debacle in Waco, Texas, until tonight. We were waiting for facts. Folks, we knew we could not trust the government to tell us the truth. We knew that the FBI was lying. We knew that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms was lying. And now we've got some things to give you about Waco, Texas. Some things that are going to make you sick. Some things that are going to jar you awake. And if you're one of those people that when you heard about it said, oh, that cult, they probably deserve exactly what they're getting. They should all be shot. You should be ashamed. In fact, you should go hide from the rest of the world because you were wrong. Just as you'll always be wrong when you make judgments like that about other people. And just as you are going to learn that if you take the rights away from those people, because you think they're a cult, or you don't like what they believe, or the government tells you something, and like all the rest of the sheeple, you blindly believe it, then you are taking your own freedoms away. You are taking the freedoms away from all of us. You are, in fact, a stupid, stupid, miserable sheeple. And I, for one, am getting fed up. I don't know why I'm fighting this battle for so many people who are so stupid that they can't even put two and two together and come up with four consistently. It's discouraging. It makes me want to stop. It makes me want to take my family somewhere away from all of you and all of this and just have the best time we possibly can in the time we have remaining. But then, as always, I get to feeling this way, and I get so angry, and the emotion swells up in my chest, and then I am interrupted by my little daughter crawling up in my lap, wanting to know, what's wrong, Poppy? And then it all goes away, and I find myself right back here in my studio at this console again. What you're going to hear tonight is disturbing. Very, very disturbing. You're all going to understand that you've missed some things that you should have understood right from day one. And you're going to be sick at heart, and I'm going to ask you to take action immediately. And I hope that each and every one of you do what I'm going to suggest that you do tonight. And if you don't want to hear this, and if you think there's some kind of a criminal group down there, then turn off your radio right now. I certainly don't want to be talking to stupid sheeple. You see, there's nothing in the Constitution or in the law that says you can't have a cult or that you can't practice the religion of your choice. In fact, the Constitution guarantees us that privilege. There's nothing in the law that says you can't build a church and meet in that church and have a nursery where the children go and play while you're having your religious ceremonies. There's nothing in the Constitution or in the law that says you cannot own firearms. In fact, that right is protected, guaranteed under the second article and amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. And you're going to learn tonight that every single firearm that those people possess down there in Waco, Texas, who are under siege by the Nazi stormtroopers of the socialist totalitarian New World Order, all of their weapons are legal. Legal. Unfortunately, we hadn't finished the series on the mystery schools, or you would more readily understand what's going on in Waco, Texas. If you're listening, those of you held prisoner, surrounded by agents of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and other agencies, military units in armored vehicles, if you are listening, you are an inspiration to millions of Americans. You may not have been told that, but you're hearing it tonight. If you don't have a shortwave radio, I hope and I pray that someone out there who's taping this broadcast will get the tape to one of the radio stations in Texas who will play it so that those poor people can hear it, because they need to hear it. You see, folks, once you know the truth, these people are going to become heroes and martyrs. Heroes and martyrs. For they're the only ones who, knowing that they were within their rights and had broken no laws, have had the guts to stand up to the encroaching powers of the despotic, socialist, totalitarian New World Order that's coming. And this is just the beginning. It's just the beginning. And for those of you held hostage in the compound, the church, known as Branch Davidian, this is for you. I hope it gives you inspiration. It always gives me inspiration. In fact, it is the piece of music that has inspired me more than any other that I have ever heard in my life. God bless you all and keep you safe.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you folks and keep you safe, and I hope you're listening. And I hope if you're not listening that somebody taping this show gets it to one of the radio stations in Texas that will play it, because they need to hear this broadcast. In fact, all Americans need to hear this broadcast. Everyone needs to hear this broadcast, for a terrible thing is happening. It started with the shock test on the Randy Weaver family. And that shock test was to find out if they could get away with it. And I'm going to have to go back to the Randy Weaver episode so that you will all understand what is happening in Waco, Texas, and how they know they're going to get away with it. Randy Weaver was a man who lived in the state of Nevada. He bought a shotgun, two shotguns actually. One of them was a little bit too short of what they say the legal limit is. The second article in the amendment to the Constitution does not specify any legal limits or any limits whatsoever. In fact, it says specifically that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Well, I don't know if Randy Weaver knew that that shotgun was too short. And so far, nobody else does either, because the federal government sealed all the evidence, sealed all the testimony. They've sealed the warrants. They've sealed everything. Nobody can find out anything. It's Soviet-style justice in the United States of America. Well, he wasn't afraid of this. It was a misdemeanor, folks. It was not a felony. It was a misdemeanor. So he went down, talked to the officials, was ready and willing to go to court, was ready and willing to pay his fine or do what he ever had to do for this misdemeanor. And they took him aside in a little room, and they said, Randy, we're not going to let you get off on this, because we need you to do something for us. We need you to infiltrate the white Aryan movement and spy on them for us and report back everything you see and hear. And Randy Weaver says, no, I will not spy on my fellow Americans, no matter who they are. I will not do it. And they told him, if you don't do this, Mr. Weaver, we are going to destroy you and your family. And they let him go and gave him some time to think about it. And Randy Weaver skipped. And that's exactly what I would have done, because he was up against impossible odds. They said they're going to destroy him and his family. Made no bones about it. Nobody cared about Randy Weaver. And no lawyer was going to face that kind of stuff, at least not with the money that Randy Weaver had to pay, which was little or nothing. So he went to Idaho, which is a known bastion for Christian separatists, for Christians, period, for patriots. And some people say they're all racist, and that's not true. Even the ones known as identity Christians are not racist. They do not hate people of other races. They just believe that those races should live separately. I don't agree with that. But you see, this is the United States of America. As long as they're not harming anyone or hurting anyone or killing anyone or lynching anyone, they have a right to believe whatever they want. Many people in the state of Idaho are patriots, are not racist, don't believe in that, are not identity Christians. But most people in the state of Idaho are Christians, no matter what else they may believe. Well, several years passed, and Randy Weaver and his son and a friend and his wife, two daughters, were in their cabin, and they heard the dogs barking and set off through the woods, yapping and baying as if they were chasing a deer or an elk or some game animal. Being poor people, that sounded like food on the table to them. So Randy Weaver's son and his friend ran out the door with their rifles and followed the dogs. And Randy Weaver grabbed his rifle and went up on the road to try to cut off whatever game it was. And the two boys, or the two young men, one of them only 14 years old, 13 maybe. I forget the exact age, but it was 13 or 14. Anybody can check and make sure that that's true, and it is. They followed the dogs until all of a sudden, some men in camouflage dress, no insignia, no badges, no names, no nothing, didn't say anything, jumped up and started shooting the dogs. And Randy Weaver's son yelled, "You're shooting my dogs, you're killing my dogs!" And then he fired back in self-defense. Because, folks, he didn't know if he was next or not. These people shot back, hit Randy Weaver's son in the arm, almost tearing his arm completely off of his body. He turned to run back toward his cabin, seriously wounded, and was shot in the back and killed. Shot in the back. His friend fired back and ran toward the cabin. Later it was determined that these men were United States Marshals, and one of them had been killed by one of the boys. No one knows exactly which one of them killed that marshal. And it's also possible that none of the marshal killed that marshal. See, I fought in Vietnam, and I know that in the heat of a battle, that's possible. So it's not for certain that either one of those boys killed that marshal. He could have been shot by another marshal behind him who panicked in the midst of the melee and the fire. Randy Weaver on the road heard the shots fire and began going toward the woods, and some more men in camouflage clothing stepped out and identified themselves as federal marshals and said, "Randy Weaver, stop where you are, you're under arrest." Well, Randy Weaver ran back to the cabin. They all made it to the cabin except Randy Weaver's son, who was dead out in the woods. Later, they went out and retrieved his body, brought it up to the cabin, and put it in the birthing shed. And to make a long story short, they were taken under siege by over 500 agents of the federal government, the FBI, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, military units with armored vehicles, helicopters, who at one point attempted to drop a fuel bladder on top of Randy Weaver's home and burn them to a crisp so that there would be no survivors to witness what had actually happened. At one point, Randy Weaver and his friend went out to the birthing shed to try to prepare his son for burial. And they were immediately taken under fire by federal snipers. They ran back to the cabin. Randy Weaver's wife, who was guilty of no crime whatsoever, opened the door when she heard the firing, holding an 8-month-old child in her arms to her breast, was shot dead by a federal sniper who shot her right in the forehead, right between the eyes, killing her instantly. She flew back into the cabin on the floor, still clutching her 8-month-old child in a death grip. And this is the way they lived for over a week more, with the dead mother in the cabin, the dead son out in the birthing shack, the two daughters, the friend wounded, and Randy Weaver. And I won't go into the rest of the story. I'll save that for another program, the story of Bo Greit's involvement. A man who's a 32nd degree Freemason, a member of the Mormon Church, but who's been traveling around the country professing different religious beliefs depending upon who he has been talking to. We've since found out that he has always been an agent for the New World Order, for the FBI, for the federal government, for the secret societies that really control things. And if you don't like to hear that, turn off your radio. I don't give a damn. It's the truth. He's a 32nd degree Freemason of the Scottish Rite, by his own admission, and we have it on tape. We're going to play that on a later broadcast when we get into his involvement, folks. For you see, he said he didn't know anything about what was going on up there until the FBI called him. They called him for a reason, because he's been an agent of the FBI for a long time. But you see, I heard him talk about Randy Weaver on the Billy Goodman Happening on KBEG Radio in Las Vegas in 1990, the early half. And then I attended Freedom Call 90, where Bogreitz was the one who put this on, invited patriots from all over the nation. And he did it just to find out who we are and where we are. And there, when he introduced himself, he stated, quote, "I am a 32nd degree Freemason of the Scottish Rite," unquote. And then he told the assembled group of patriots about a letter that he had received from an old friend of his who had served with him in Vietnam, a man named Randy Weaver, a member of Army Special Forces. And he told us that the federal government had threatened to destroy him and his family, and that Randy was in hiding, and that he was going to immediately go and help Randy Weaver. Well, we know that he never went and helped Randy Weaver. We know that Randy Weaver was never a friend of his. We know that Randy Weaver never served in Vietnam, much less served in Vietnam with Bogreitz. We know that Bogreitz never knew Randy Weaver. And we know now, and you're going to find out in a later program, that Bogreitz was part of this whole setup. And when they showed up with their 500-member federal armed forces group, which is a mixture of military and civilian agencies, and the whole idea was to instigate an insurrection amongst the Christian Identity Church in Idaho, and they were prepared to do battle with them and take them all into custody as the first step in the suppression of the Christian religion in this country, especially Christians who understand and teach the Constitution, teach the Ten Commandments, the law of God, and own weapons. For you see, they brought five large Air Force buses to the site to take all of the people that they planned on arresting away. But nobody, much to their shame today, went to the aid of Randy Weaver and his family. You don't kill people for a misdemeanor, folks. Or at least, we didn't in this country. But now it seems that we do. And what's happening in Waco, Texas is even worse. And the reason it's happening in Waco, Texas, folks, is because the shock test, the Randy Weaver case, proved that no one would come to his aid, and the American people didn't give a damn, and that they could get away with it. And so now they are beginning the suppression of Christian groups who teach the Constitution, the law of God, and who own weapons. And this will continue. It will escalate, as you will see in the coming months and years. And for those of you who believe in the Bible, the tribulation has begun. If you don't believe in the Bible, then it's just the repression against religious organizations that they know will oppose their new world totalitarian socialist order. It doesn't matter what you believe religiously. What is happening is abhorrent. It is disgusting. It goes against all the beliefs of anyone who has ever lived and calls themselves an American. It goes against all of the ideals and principles of our forefathers. It goes against every single article and intent and amendment to the Constitution. It is against the very fabric, the very foundation of this nation. And if it is allowed to progress, if it is not stopped now, immediately, I am telling you this instant that it is the death knell for the United States of America. It is the death knell for Christians in this country. It is the death knell for Orthodox Jews. It is the death knell for anyone who believes in Islam. It is the death knell for anyone who teaches constitutional law. It is the death knell for any groups identified as owning weapons and who are prepared, ready, and willing to defend their rights. It is the death knell for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The bell is ringing. It is 1 second before midnight. It is the end of everything that we have ever held dear if this is allowed to progress. You see, the shock test, and if you want to know what a shock test is, it's outlined in the first chapter of my book entitled Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, which reveals for the first time to the American people that we are at war, that we are indeed engaged in a war on a battlefield, and I and many others are on the front lines actually risking our lives, sticking our neck out, ready to die for this country, for the Constitution. And most of you don't even know that there's a battle going on or that we're in a war, much less even care. And you see these things happening, and you can't put two and two together and come up with four. You come up with five or 27 or any reason why you don't have to get involved or be disturbed or care. Where are the great crowds of picketers outside the courthouse when Randy Reaver goes to court? Where are the crowds of picketers? Where are the millions of people coming up with one voice to protest what happened to Randy Reaver? Where are the millions of letters to Congress calling for a congressional investigation into what happened to Randy Reaver? And where are all these things for what's happening in Waco, Texas? Everybody out there listening to me knows something's wrong in Waco, Texas. Everybody. If you don't, you don't have a brain, or you're not listening. Or you just flat don't give a damn. And if you don't give a damn, that's okay. Turn off your radio. Go away. You know, that's part of America, too. But if you don't give a damn, you're certainly not an American. Because if you don't give a damn about what's happening to those people in Waco, Texas, then you don't give a damn about your own rights. You don't give a damn about anybody else's rights either. You're the person who will turn your head walking down the street when you see a woman being raped in the alley because you don't want to get involved. Isn't that right? You see, folks, I'm not like other talk show hosts. I won't let you get away with it. And I don't care if you hate my guts, and I don't care if you write me 50 million letters calling me every name in the book. I don't care. I only care about a few things. Number one, my God. Number two, the Constitution of the United States, because that's the only thing that guarantees protection for my God-given rights. Number three, my family, because if I don't put my family third, that means God and the Constitution won't give me rights and won't protect those rights, so my family won't have any, so my family has to come third. And fourth comes my good friends and all the other people who understand those things and the order that I put them in. And the rest of you, as far as I'm concerned, can go right straight to hell or any other place that you think is terrible, because I don't have much use for you. Folks, don't go away. We'll be right back after this very short pause.
He has loosed the faithful lightning of his devil's swift sword. His truth is marching on. I have seen him in the watchfire of 100 circling camps. They Father in the evening news and dance. I have read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Glory, hallelujah. For glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching. So with you my grace shall heal. Let the hero born of woman crush the serpent with his heel. Since my God is marching on, he has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is lifting out the hearts of men before his judgment speak. Oh, be quick, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on.
I hope you're listening in that compound, Branch Davidian. I hope you're all listening. I hope you have a shortwave radio. God bless you and keep you safe. You know, when this whole thing first started, I talked to people and I heard them say, I don't care about those people. They're just a cult. They probably murdered somebody or they wouldn't be in trouble. Now those same people are saying, Bill, something's wrong down there. Something's really wrong. How could those people stay in there for so long, so many of them, if they were bad people? I mean, they wouldn't be doing that. They're standing on principle. And I just nod my head because I knew that from the beginning. You see, I knew something was wrong from the beginning. I knew that the government was telling us a lie from the very beginning, and all of you should have known it also. For the first word that we got on the news, after it had already started and there were agents dead, we were told that this cult, and they called them a cult, and we've since found out that they're not. Even though if they are, it's okay. It doesn't break the law. It can be a cult. And look it up in the dictionary, folks. There's nothing wrong with a cult according to the dictionary definition. Nothing whatsoever. It's only something wrong with people when they break the law, when they hurt other people, and these people have not done any of those things. You're going to find that everything that the government has told us is a lie. The first thing that they told us was that they found out from European members of this Branch Davidian religion, organization, that this group in Waco, Texas, was getting ready to commit mass suicide. This is what they told us. This is on public record. Any one of you can go down, get the public record, and find it out. It was in the newspapers. It was on the 6 o'clock news. Dan Rather said it. Everybody. These people were going to commit mass suicide. the State Department notified the authorities. Well, folks, if that were really true, committing mass suicide is not a federal law. In fact, committing suicide has nothing to do with federal law or the federal government. They should have notified the local authorities in Texas, who should have sent down the local district attorney or sheriff or chief of police or maybe just a patrol car to find out, hey, what's going on here? What are you guys doing? You know, we heard you're going to commit mass suicide. Is this true? Well, they would have quickly found out that it was not true. And you should all know that by now, that it was a terrible lie. Because if they were going to commit mass suicide, why haven't they done it in face of what's happening to them now? You see, they have all the weapons in there that they need. And if they were planning to commit mass suicide with some poison, that should be in there too. But they weren't planning on committing mass suicide or anything else. Period. This isn't about a crime. This is about religion, religious groups, Christians who own weapons and who are prepared to oppose the destruction of the Constitution and oppose the New World Order and not give in to the New World religion which is coming. You see, these people weren't stupid and they didn't have to listen to my broadcast. They knew what was coming. They purchased weapons legally. They built themselves a compound and prepared for just exactly what is happening now because they knew that it would happen. And I'm telling you now it's going to happen more and more on a larger and larger scale. And the more they get away with it, the more it's going to happen and the more people will be killed. Until eventually, they will not take siege of a compound and wait for people to come out. They will just literally destroy the compound and everybody in it and wipe them all out because that's what they would really like to do. Now here, folks, is what happened. Instead of sending in local officials, which they should have done, three buses pulled up to the compound during a religious service. Children were in the nursery. These three buses had over 100 members of a SWAT team, anti-terrorist units of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, crouched hiding on the floors. Now, they knew that the leader of this organization, Branch Davidian, we're not going to talk about names here because this group, in my eyes, and in many other Americans' eyes, are heroes, and I don't want to separate anyone out. But the leader of this group went into Waco once a week on the same night, every night at the same time to have dinner. He also had been called in on several instances to talk to local officials, and he had always gone in whenever he was asked to come into town. So the excuse that they went out there to arrest him is total crap, bullshit, a lie. Because if they really wanted to arrest him, all they had to do was wait for him to come in and have dinner on the night that he always does. Or all they had to do was have the mayor call him and ask him to come to the mayor's office where they could have arrested him very easily. But that's not what they wanted, folks. Not at all. As you will soon see, over 100 SWAT team, federal agents, anti-terrorist units, members of anti-terrorist units of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, crouching on the floor of these three buses as they drove up, rushed out and stormed the compound. They threw a gas grenade in the children's nursery, fired into the nursery blindly, and killed a two-year-old child. Killed a two-year-old child. Then they opened fire with a machine gun and literally cut a six-year-old child in half. Cut a six-year-old child in half. This information comes to us from people directly on the scene, and it's being suppressed. The media is not covering any of this, just like they did not cover the Randy Weaver episode. And you will not hear any of this from the regular media or from anybody else. Two members of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms
Two of these traitors were killed by two women in their 70s who were guarding the children in the nursery. And two other Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms agents were killed by their own team members, other Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms members. And several of them were wounded when other Branch Davidians took up arms to defend themselves. And many of the members of the church were killed and wounded. Now the federal officers, the cowardly traitors that they are, called for a truce to recover their dead and wounded. Now they called these people, the Branch Davidians, terrorists. Said they were terrorists. First they were going to commit mass suicide, and now all of a sudden they're terrorists. It's amazing that the American people buy all of this crap. First they were going to commit mass suicide, now all of a sudden they're terrorists. You understand what I'm saying? The crime changes with the embarrassment of the federal government, with the secret society who's guiding these fools, these traitors who are supposed to be protecting us. So here they kill a 2-year-old child with a gas grenade in the nursery. And there's these two old women, scared to death. They open up with machine gun fire and cut a 6-year-old child in half, literally. And these two 70-year-old, in their 70s, women, pick up weapons and kill two agents of the BATF. Two other BATF agents are killed by their own people. And this happens, folks, in battle. It happens. I fought in Vietnam. It happens. Then these cowardly creeps who thought they were going to take this place by storm and were beaten off by two 70-year-old women and by their own agents call for a truce to gather up their dead and wounded. And these so-called terrorists inside agree to the truce and let them pick up their dead and let the wounded march out. And then they ask for medical supplies to treat their own wounded. And guess what? Guess what, folks? They were denied. They were told, no medical treatment for you. No medical supplies. No food. No water. No nothing. From these brave government agents. These scum traitors who sold out to the New World Order long, long ago. You see, folks, the BATF works for the Department of the Treasury, which works directly for the Federal Reserve, and in fact is owned and operated by the Federal Reserve, which is just another branch of Mystery Babylon. They are the same old international bankers, the Knights Templars, that always were. They are what's destroying this country, as you've heard on other episodes of the Hour of the Time. Now the people inside ask for food or milk for the children. And this was granted. What we have learned through our agents on the scene is that they were given milk that actually was poisoned. Poisoned, folks, and two of the children who ingested the milk died. Died. You've also been told by these scum, by the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, that one man, the leader of this group, is holding all of these other people hostage. And that's a lie. Anyone and everyone is free to go any time that they wish to go. You've also heard from other people who claim to have been members of this church, stating all kinds of things that we've also found out to be lies. You see, the leader of this group only has one wife and he has two children. He does not have several wives. He does not play around. He is a Christian. He believes in one wife, monogamous monogamous marriage. He has two children from that one wife. You've been told that he has six or seven wives and 23 or 24 children, and it's all a lie. He has one wife and two children, and he does not play around on his wife. Everyone who lives in the area that we've talked to say they don't agree with the religious beliefs of this church. But they say that these people have never caused any problems or any trouble. They've never hurt anybody. They've never heard of any child abuse. They've never heard of any unusual or weird behavior from them. And all of them have emphatically stated that the leader of the group has never, on any occasion, ever said that he is Jesus Christ or that he is the Messiah. Never. Not once, ever. Now, these are people who don't go to the church, don't believe in the beliefs of these people, but they're honest, and they're not going to tell lies about these people, and they know that what the government is saying is all lies. And you, too, can find out this information if you just try. Now, we have attempted, through the Freedom of Information Act, and many others have, to get a copy of the warrants issued against these people. And the federal government, now that their whole exercise has failed, has sealed the warrants. The warrants are sealed. More Soviet justice in the United States of America, where everything is supposed to be public. Everything is sealed. One friend of mine, a member, if you will, went to one of the checkpoints of the federal agents to serve them with a notice that they were conspiring against the American people, against the Constitution, and that they were guilty of felony misprision, and that they would, in fact, be held accountable for their crimes and their actions. And they were so taken aback, they were so shocked, they couldn't believe it. He went to the next checkpoint, and they had called ahead. They were waiting for him. They grabbed him, harassed him, threatened him. He knew the law. He knew the Constitution. He confronted them openly, outwardly, with the law. He demanded names, badge numbers. He absolutely refused to identify himself. When he asked if he was under arrest, he was told no. When he began to go, he was told that he was detained. And he, of course, knowing the law, said, "What do you mean detained? You forgot to finish the rest of it." The real sentence goes like this: "We're detaining you as a material witness." And he said, "Witness to what?" And they refused to say. So if he was not being detained as a material witness, they could not detain him without arresting him. Therefore, he was free to go. And they still kept him, which made them kidnappers. When confronted with this, they called their supervisor, whom he confronted with the letter of the law. And the supervisor was forced to let him go. He shook hands with all of the officers, smiled, said goodbye, and left. And left them with the documents, serving them with notice that they were guilty of a felony misprison, guilty of conspiracy to destroy the Constitution of the United States of America, and that they would be held accountable for their actions. I'm not going to identify him on the air, but later we're going to do a show or several shows with him, because he's done quite a few other things that has brought down the ire of the New World Order on him and his family. Folks, what's happening in Waco, Texas must be stopped now. There's only one way to stop it. One way. You must sit down tonight and write every congressman, every official, the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the United States Attorney General, the local officials in Waco, Texas, the mayor, the police chief, the prosecutor, the county sheriff. You must write all of these people. If you don't know the address, don't worry about it. Just write to them by title to the city and state, and it will get to them, I guarantee it. These people, folks, have committed no crimes. You see, they hold a federal firearms license, which means they can buy and sell Sherman tanks if they want to. We have checked and verified this. Every single weapon that they possess is legal. Absolutely 100% legal. They are free to practice whatever religion they wish, whether or not it is called a cult. And I can guarantee you from our investigation, it is not a cult. It is a church with many branches, not only in Waco, Texas, but around the world. You must demand. And if you don't do this, folks, I don't want to hear anyone crying. I don't want to hear your sobs and tears when they come after you, because the object is to destroy all existing religions. The object is to cow you into never resisting the authority of the New World Order. The Randy Weaver incident was a shock test, which told them that it was okay to go ahead. And now they are set to massacre the people who worship in the church called Branch Davidian. If it were not for the children that are in that compound, we believe that they would have killed every single man and woman in that church. Now, many of you believe that they live there. They don't live there, folks. That is their church. There are so many of them there because they were raided during their church services. And the children were in the nursery, and you already have heard what happened in that nursery. Folks, you must demand a full congressional investigation. You must begin calling your congressmen now. Call them. Write them. Write them two or three times a day and call two or three times a day. Also call the White House. Two or three times a day until a congressional investigation is convened. You must make copies of this tape and distribute it to everyone that you know and ask them to make copies and distribute it. This must be done, folks. For if we lose what these valiant people hold up in their church in Waco, Texas, are trying to preserve, then you can kiss this country goodbye. For the minute that those people lose their battle, for they are fighting for their God-given rights and nothing else, and none of them have committed any crimes whatsoever. If they had, why has the government sealed the warrants? Why have they lied to us in every press release that they have given out? Why haven't they told us the truth? The fact is, folks, it has nothing to do with criminal activities or behavior. It has something to do with establishing the authority of the New World Order and destroying any Christian group, any Orthodox Jewish group, any group of the Islamic persuasion, any of these groups who teach constitutional law and who possess weapons, which is their right under the second article of the Constitution, is to eliminate these people. It is to establish the foundation and the fear in the minds of the men and women of the United States of America that you better not join one of these groups, that if you are a member of one of these groups, you better leave. And I'm telling you right now, the next most likely target is Elizabeth Clare Prophet's Church Universal and Triumphant. And if you belong to that church, you better get ready, because I'm telling you, they're going to come for you probably next. If you belong to any religious group that understands the law of the Constitution and your right to keep and bear arms and practice and worship the religion that you wish, you'd better prepare, for you are next. You're next, folks, unless we win this battle, along with those courageous men and women who are standing up for their rights and refuse to give in and surrender, and no one is being held hostage by anyone except by the federal government. Wake up, sheeple. Wake up now. Demand a full congressional investigation. Demand that this debacle stop now. Good night, and God bless each and every one of you.